This is KUT. The U.S. Supreme Court will review a case next year that challenges a restrictive Texas abortion measure signed into law in 2013. Justices will use what's called the undue burden test to decide whether the law's requirements are constitutional or not. KUT's Veronica Zargovia reports.
On paper, the law requires clinics to become mini-surgical centers and physicians to receive admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. Texas officials argue both those requirements make getting an abortion safer. Amy Hagstrom Miller, the lead plaintiff in the case against the law, says what it does in practice is deny women their constitutional right to an abortion.
Driving hundreds of miles and waiting 20 days for an appointment, that is by far and away undue burden.
Undue burden is a test used for more than 20 years by the U.S. Supreme Court to decide an abortion law's constitutionality. Rather than rely on the trimester approach, justices weigh whether a substantial obstacle is in the way of a woman who wants a constitutionally protected right to an abortion. Nancy Northup is the president of the Center for Reproductive Rights, which is defending the plaintiffs in the case against the law.
We are optimistic that applying the well-established law that states cannot impose an undue burden on access to abortion services, that this law can't stand.
If the majority of justices decide the law can stand, though, the number of abortion clinics in the state will decrease. In 2013, when the measure was signed into law, Texas had about 44 clinics. Today, it has about 19. Should the law go into effect, Texas will have 9 clinics, all in the state's major metropolitan areas. Austin would lose one of its 2 clinics. Veronica Zaragoza, KUT News.